Hi, welcome to Encouraging Monday. I'm Bobby Hemel, and I'm here to encourage you. Today, I want to talk to you about something important. I want to talk to you about who do you call on in the midst of your troubles. When you are having a hard time and something, you know, traumatic happens to you, or maybe it's just maybe not traumatic, but it's a bad day, who do you call on? Maybe a friend, best friend, a family member, close family member. You know, you don't call on your acquaintances, right? Because it's personal, it's deep. Well, when we do that, we're calling because we want to hear it's going to be okay. We want the comfort from that friend. And all of that is good. It's none bad. But I want to tell you, I'm here today to tell you that God is here today to tell you that call upon Him first, not last, but first. Call upon Him because He is all you need. He sends the Comforter to you, the Holy Spirit. He can comfort you like no one else can, and He hears you. Let me just tell you a few words in His Word, what it says about that. It says in Psalms 50:15, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. What does it say? Call upon me in the day of trouble. So who are we to call upon? God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, our best friend is who He should be for us. So in the midst of trouble, don't think that you're bothering God. He wants you to call upon Him. In Jeremiah 29:11-13, it says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you welfare and not for evil. I'm used to saying it in a different version, and I have up the ESV version. So let me do it again. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you when you seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart." He's saying here, look, I've got great plans for you. I've got an amazing future in front of you. Isn't that a great word for 2024? He has got an amazing future in front of you. His plans are for good, but He tells us to do something. Call upon Him. And it says when we seek Him with our whole heart, He will be found by us. So we have to do it not just during troubles, but all the time. We need to seek after Him and engulf ourselves in His presence and watch how He will change your life. Your circumstances may not change at the moment, but your heart will. And eventually your circumstances will, because everything is for a season. You know, I'm gonna tell you a quick story and then I'll end today. Years ago, when my little girl, she was about 10, and I had my youngest, which was about 1 or 2, I can't remember exactly, and she was wanting to go party at 10, and I'm like, "You're not going party." "Nope, not happening." And she was aggravated with me, of course. Well, right after that, my son was doing something and he was going to get hurt. And my daughter, she thought it was like her kid because he was like a baby doll to her. She began to tell him no. And I said, "Well, why are you telling him no?" And she said, "Mom, he's going to get hurt." I said, "Well, why don't you explain it to him?" She said, "Mom, he's 1. He's not going to understand." I said, "So you think maybe that's what I'm doing for you?" And I'll never forget it as long as I live. Almost audibly, right down in here, I heard the Lord say, "Huh, you think that's what I'm doing for you?" Sometimes God says no, or He doesn't take something away right away. It's not for our harm, it's for our good. Because the Lord says that those that love the Lord, everything will work out for the good of those who love the Lord. So it may be not now, it may be no. And he can't explain it sometime to us because we don't see the big picture. We don't understand it. But he does want us to keep calling upon him. And I'll read this to you in Luke 18, 1 through 8. Listen to the story that Jesus told. Jesus himself told this story. It says, and he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always pray and not lose heart. We're to what? Always pray and not lose heart. This is what he says. In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow that in the city kept coming to him and saying, give me justice for my adversary. For some time he refused, but he finally said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about what people think, yet because of this widow keeps bothering me, I will see she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, Jesus says this, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? We have to have the faith to know that God loves us. But the only way to get that faith is hearing the Word of God. That means that you need to get in your Word, read it, and out loud so you can hear it. Go to church, listen to sermons. It is for your benefit. It's not a rule or regulation. It's for your benefit, for my benefit, that we stay in the Word of God. There's so many promises, and the Lord tells us to remind him of those promises. And he also says that his word will not return void. That is a guarantee. God is not a man that he should lie. So stay forward. This year, make it a point to read your word. Make it a point that you're going to get to know your Father, your Creator, and watch and call upon him first when you have problems and when good things happen. Before you pick up the phone to call your friends or your family, call God. He wants to hear from you. Have a blessed new year. God bless.